Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of the Robin Tucker podcast. I'm going to be scheduling these out about once a month, so it'll be very consistent, but you won't get completely bored of me. So today is a special episode. I'm actually in an audio booth recording this, which is fun and exciting. Today we're going to be talking about You Love Me, both the song off my new album and the music video. We're going to be chatting with Sylvie Uxner, who helped me make the music video. It's going to be a really exciting episode. If you haven't heard the song or seen the music video, you might want to do that just so you are totally sort of in the know for the music video discussion and the song discussion. So you can get the song and the rest of the album anywhere online. Buy or stream, and you can watch the music video on YouTube. So I'm going to dive in right with the song. You Love Me started out as a completely different song. It was a totally different track. It was called Temptation. And the chorus went something like, "Whoa, temptation, baby, oh, it feels so good, yeah. Whoa, temptation, babe, I wish you understood. Anticipation, darling, tell me how you sleep. When you can't stop thinking about me. Whoa. So, as you can see, it's similar to how the song ended up being, but not quite, obviously. There's some noticeable differences. So, I wrote the song Temptation. I recorded it for the album, and it was gonna be the first single off the album, the first song that got a music video. I wasn't quite happy with it. Something wasn't quite right, and so I was like, okay, well, maybe I need to rewrite it. So I rewrote it, and I re-recorded it, and the chorus was the same, but like I rewrote everything else, and I still didn't like it. So I was like, okay, well, I like the tune. I like what I have going here. I'm going to write a new song, but try and keep as much of this as I can. So I rewrote the song, and it was still called Temptation, but it was a little more like fantasy and like mysterious. So getting sort of closer to how the song ended up being. And then I was like, one day I was sort of humming to myself. I was like, "He said I was his boy, and the world's been around. Thine, I please never let me down." And I was like, that's such a cool tune. I should save that for my next album. I like recorded it on my phone, on my voice memo app. And I sort of set that aside. And I got back to work on the rest of the album. But that song still was bugging me. Temptation. It still wasn't exactly what I wanted. I was like, wait. That idea that I had earlier, that he said I was his boy and the world spin around, I was like, that fits perfectly on top of the chord sequence that I have. And I was like, oh, but I really don't want to throw away this idea, Temptation. But I thought about it, you know, and maybe that was just sort of there for a while to get me to the end goal of the song. Or maybe I'll have another song called Temptation. You never know. But then I wrote You Love Me. I actually did the lyrics twice. So that was like another two times rewriting it, recorded it. And I was like, well, you know, maybe this could be the single for the album, the first one. But I was really leaning towards some other ones. I eventually selected Soldier after considering Soldier and Home Again and some other ones. And it was like a week or two away from shooting the music video for Soldier. And I was like, I wasn't really liking the way the video was shaping up. And so I decided to do the You Love Me music video instead. I decided to have that be the first single off the album, be the first song that got a music video. And so I went to, find locations and start prepping for the music video. I did lots of storyboards, but I didn't like what I was doing. I was scared of what people would think about it. There were a lot of people, friends, people in my school, in my community, people that I knew who lived in other places, who were songwriters, who were getting their music professionally done, having their music videos professionally done. And while I knew I could do it at that level, I knew that, you know, maybe there would be some judgment that went along with that. Certainly who has the means to get their music professionally recorded chooses not to, you know, but really making music by myself has really always been something that I've done. And I find that I get my best ideas when I'm alone. And I think that's really how the best music has been created. So that's why I taught myself to produce. And that's why I taught myself how to make films, is because I love doing that stuff by myself. I mean, obviously, when it gets into like film and stuff, you bring in people. And even if you're doing music, you bring in people. But the album really was just me in a room. And, you know, that's really what it was. I had my brother come on and do a drum track. And, you know, people gave me advice as I would play it for them, my family and a few friends. But mostly it was really just me in that studio. And the thought of, you know, releasing that and releasing the music video, even though that was really what I wanted to do the whole time, obviously, it was a little bit scary. And I found myself, when I was coming up with the plans for the music video, thinking, oh, you know, what will people think of this? Will people like this? And I was going to bed one night. I had just meditated, so my mind was clear. And I said to myself, you know, Robin, what do you want this music video to be? What will make you happy and what will make you feel fulfilled? And all of a sudden, it was just like this channel, excuse me, into my mind. Exactly, I knew exactly how I wanted the music video to go. And so from that moment, I never looked back with that idea. And I contacted the people who helped me with it. And then we went and we shot the music video. But actually, we shot it once. And one of the locations we shot at was so green. And that was, it was like leafy green, spring, even though it wasn't quite spring yet. And I didn't like it. And also the camera that we had used, I did not like very much. So we went back and we did it in another weekend. And most of, like 90% of the footage from the music video is from that second location. But it spliced footage together from 100 frames per second and 30 frames per second. But I don't really think you would notice. All right, everyone, the time has come. We have our first special guest, Sylvie Uxner. She is amazing. She is an actress. She is a director. She's a cinematographer and a dancer as well, as you'll see a little bit later in the year. And she co-directed the You Love Me music video, and she is here. What's up, Sylvie?
Hey, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on and doing this.
Of course. Anytime.
We haven't actually, like, seen each other in a while. It's been, like, since the video, right?
Yeah, really. Honestly.
Yeah. So, let's see. When did I... Okay, I like, reached out to you, and I was like, yo, I have this video idea. Like, do you want to come on and you know, help shoot it, whatever? And, let's see, there was originally, I brought two cinematographers, you know, because you never know if one of them is going to get, like, killed or something, you know?
Yes.
And, in the end, you know, most of the footage that you shot is what made it into the video. And you also did all of the behind the scenes, which is coming out on YouTube soon. What do you have to say about the video? Like, what were your favorite things about shooting it? What were some challenges? Just, like, really anything you want to talk about.
I really enjoyed going to all the locations and really shooting outside and figuring out how to work in the environment that we had and using the lighting that we had. Because there's always the chance that the clouds could cover the sun and then it would be completely dark and that could ruin the shot. And then we had to wait a couple of minutes for it to change. One of my favorite shots is the shot of your foot actually walking across the moss. That was a great shot. I show that to everybody. Honestly, really, it was the locations. And then we shot some at that first location, where you got onto that rock. And that was incredible. It was like a Lion King moment.
That was fun. Honestly, like, I don't think people understand, like, exactly how much we all got hurt shooting that video.
Yeah, really.
Oh my gosh, like, the rocks were sharp and, you know, there were like thorns and brambles and stuff, and like, we did it for the art, honestly. It was painful.
Really? Yeah. All that sweat, blood, the pain, all of it went into the art, of course.
For real, people say they put like their sweat and their tears into it, but we actually, like, we did.
100%. Yeah.
We did. Yes. Oh my goodness. And yeah, so it'll be a little misleading when people see like the behind the scenes reel, because I think like 80% of it is from the first location, the forest that we like didn't end up really using.
That's
in
true,
the video.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like we had some of the most fun at that location.
Yeah, that's true. All of that lugging the stuff around, that was a lot of fun.
That's true. I sort of love how we got that nice, like, blingy, fancy camera. But then in the end, yeah. Ultimately, like, the stuff that we shot on the less blingy camera was better, you know?
That's true, yeah. It's easier to work with a small camera, I think, because the bigger one is super heavy and you get tired real fast. So the footage becomes shaky and it's hard to, you know, edit later. So dealing with a smaller camera where it's easier and you can hold it closer to your body so that you don't shake as much is a lot easier.
Exactly. Plus, like, Sylvie and I have done a lot of film projects together, and that's like we've always used cameras like that, you know?
That's true. I'm very used to using smaller cameras that I can hold really close to my body.
Yeah, it's almost like we were trying to like raise the production value, but like in doing that we sort of stepped out of like what we do best, I think, which is,
yeah, stepping out of our comfort zone wasn't a very good idea for this specific video. We'll try it some other time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think we stepped out of our comfort zone in other ways. Like the video was like very visual effects heavy, and it's hard to like plan those shots when you don't know that, you know, when like the stuff that's going to be there isn't.
That's true. Yeah, our shot list was very like, I want a shot that looks like this, but I don't know how we're going to quite get that, but I kind of like this idea, so we'll just go from there once we get to the location.
Exactly, like all the interacting with the magical ball, as we call it. Like, you know, like we didn't know like exactly where it was going to be in the shot, and like those shots where I'm chasing it, we were like, oh, it'll be somewhere in this shot, you know?
That's true, yeah.
Honestly, I think we got a little lucky because we really didn't plan those shots very very much, but we pulled them off.
One of the things I love working with you is once we get to the location, it's kind of like an improv moment where we're like, all right, I like this rock. I'm going to try this shot now. And we're just like, all right, chill. We'll just go for that. And then we'll just see what happens. Like, we'll take a couple of shots like that, and then we'll try another version of that. And it's a great experience. I really enjoy it.
I think that's something really unique about like our filmmaking is that it's very spontaneous.
Yeah.
I think our like theater experience has like a lot to do with that as well, you know?
That's exactly. It's, you know, a lot of just being in the moment and like reacting to whatever your environment is or whoever you're working with.
Yeah, we appreciate the spontaneity.
Yes, we do, definitely.
Yeah, that's sort of how the album was created too. I was talking earlier about how I just sort of like did it in a room, and I think like with the video and with the album there was large elements of just sort of spontaneity with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if something looked good, you know, we would go with that. We played off of the locations, you know. We were like,
that's
we had
true.
A rough idea, and then we got there, and we found, you know, like, cool rock formations, and we were like, oh, we can do a verse there, you know?
Mm-hmm, exactly. There was a couple of times towards the end of the shoot where we were both extremely tired from just being in the sun, and you were like, let's just do the whole song sitting down behind this rock because
yeah.
I can't move anymore. And I was like, you know what? That's chill. I'll just prop the camera on my knee and we'll just do it.
Exactly. And it made it in.
It did. It definitely did.
Yeah, that's
a great shot.
What? It's like part of the second verse.
Mm-hmm.
The like rock wall, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to someone the other day and they'd seen the video, and it was someone who's like involved in like social media marketing and branding, and she was like, do you know what this is? And I was like, no. She's like, this is like, when I saw this I was like, oh my god, he's a little gay goth vampire. And I was like, I just like, I don't know, I don't think that's what we originally like set out to do. I think we were trying to get like more of a like mysterious vibe and like more of a wild vibe. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, has to do with the name of the album, obviously. So it's, you know, just kind of being on set with you is also very wild, you know. There's not a structure. I mean, there's a wild structure, you know. We get out there and we just do our thing, and, you know, just at the end of the day we get a good piece done, though.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of the reasons like we work so well together is we understand that that we need to get the video done, you know, but also that doesn't mean that we have to be like, we're gonna get the video done, you know.
Yeah, we don't have to, you know, crack down on anything. We're totally chill.
Not to say that, you know, I don't sometimes lose my cool, just because I get so, like, stressed. And yeah. you're always there to calm me down if I get worried about something.
Yeah, we're a great duo, and it's nice that, you know, we're able to trust each other so much and know that not either one of us isn't going to mess whatever we're doing up. We're all very solid. It's very
good.
Yes,
exactly. So people have been asking, I mean, like, they haven't been asking, but, like, one or two people have asked, what is next? And, like, I don't want to, like, say any names of stuff, but we have got projects coming up, do we not?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we've got some music videos. We have a dance video, too. I guess we can say that.
Yeah. That's the most difficult, stressful thing I've ever done. But I can't wait to actually put it on the screen. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And also, I guess we can say this because we have talked about it before. We're doing the Bandana Boy music video. And that's going to be way fun. And it's going to be challenging because we're bringing in some extras, like add value, but also bring problems.
Yeah. They bring their luggage onto set and, you know, give you some issues that you weren't expecting to work with, but you know, we'll just find the right extras. Hopefully people that we've either worked with before or, you know, maybe some new people, but people who know what they're doing, hopefully.
Exactly. Yes. That is the plan. We'll have to make sure that none of them have, like, any dire medicine they need to take, or if they do, bring it with them.
Yes.
Yes, we had that one thing, that one time, you know, but that's, you can't plan for problems on a film set, they just sort of come up, and it's more how you deal with them.
Yeah, you have to, you know, remain calm, and just ask as many questions as you can, and make sure you, you know, don't hurt anybody. Exactly. Get anybody in trouble.
Exactly. Sylvie Oechner, thank you so much for joining me. I love you so much. And Sylvie co-directed the You Love Me music video with me. She sings, she acts, she films, she directs, she does everything. She writes. And we've been friends for ages. So thank you so much for joining me. We're going to continue to do more amazing stuff together. And I love you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. We'll see you next episode next month. Thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of this podcast. Love you so much. Bye.
Bye.